What does that mean to say? Rishus liyatzmos, Rashi says, Kol salka daita v'havmin is now, kol echad yitalto begalgei mashma. Kurtz mashma, everybody has the right to carry on top of his roof, just that he can't carry from one roof to the next roof. But on top of your roof, you are allowed to carry. Yizmar's vishleim l'shmuel nicha. Vishleim, according to Shmuel, is very good. Shmuel Taka says, even though you can't see the mechitzis, still we say good asik, and you're allowed to carry all around on top of your roof. Elo l'rav kasha, but according to Rav it's shver. Rav holds you only carry dal damis, and the mishnah's mashma every gag you're allowed to carry the whole thing. Now the Gemara Amri be Rav mishmei de Rav shlo yetaltol beis amos begag zeh u beis amos begag zeh. That's what the mishnah means to say. Every roof is its own reshus. That means in your roof you're allowed to carry taka dal damis, but you're not allowed to carry two amos on your roof. And then two amos into the next person's roof, even though you're only carrying dal damis. But since you're going from your rishus to the next rishus, that's aser. So that's what the Chum say in our Mishnah. Every gag is considered a new rishus, that you can't carry mamish like one am in your gag into the next am in the other gag. Even that is aser. That's what Rav means to say. That's what the Chum is saying in the Mishnah. Venachnami, in your roof, also you can't carry too much. Your roof is open completely to the next rishus. You can't carry more than dal damis. The Gagzeh, Beis Amos, the Gagzeh. So the Mar, the Omer Rabbeleza said, Ki Yavinim Bebovel, when I was in Bovel, Hevi Yarminen Beirav, he said over in the Beis Medrash of Rav, Mishmei the Rav, in the name of Rav, Hevi Yarminen Beirav, Mishmei the Rav, Omru, Ein Metaltlen Boy Elo Vadao Damas. Like we're saying, on top of the roof, you're only allowed to be Metaltlen Dao Damas, not more, since your roof is open completely to the next roof. You can't be metalto more than dal damis. Now, Bahani Devei Shmuel, but the Talmidim in Shmuel's Beis Medrash, Tonal, they learned like this. Ein lohem ela gagin. They only have gagin. Ein lohem ela gagin. They only have their roof. Shrashi Bahani Devei Shmuel Toni, is masnis of Yudayo, they have another brice in their hands, the nois femine, they have the kashta to yufto, the Devei Rav. Tiktoni, their brice is said like this. Ein lohem lochol echod ela gagoy. Each person only has the right to use his gag, his roof. The mashma, such a loshim would be mashma, the lo yitalt lo ela the gagoi, that you're only allowed to carry on top of your roof. About koponim ha the gagoi yitalt lo. It's mashma that on top of your roof you are allowed to carry. That's the kasha. Rav says on top of your roof you're not allowed to carry, and the Beis Shmuel has the kasha. They have a bright that's mashma on top of your roof. You are allowed to carry all around your roof. And the Gemara, so the Lashon is, this is Tanu Ein Lehem Elagagin. So the Gemara, my Ein Lehem Elagagin. What does this Lashon mean to say that each person only has his roof? Lav doesn't mean to say, Tishore the Tetule Bekule, that each person is allowed to carry all around his roof. Each person has his roof to carry, and they carry all around the roof. So who does the Raya to Shmuel, Akasha and Rav? And for the Gemara, not such a Bikasha. O mi alimu v'masnisin, is this a Shvero than our Mishnah? To Yekimna, and our Mishnah said the same lesson also. Our Mishnah said, the Chum said, the Mishnah said, Kol Echad V'Yechad Rishus Befnei Yatzmoy. The Chum said, every gag is the wrong Rishus. So Pashto was Mashmi, every gag is allowed to carry on top of his gag. And still we said, no, that wasn't the Pshan the Mishnah. We entered our Mishnah to say, Shlo Yitalto Shtei Yamas Begag Zeh, or Shtei Yamas Begag Zeh. It just means you can't carry even two Amis from your gag into your neighbor's gag. Since each gag is a rishus by itself, but only carry four amos on top of your gag, but not from your roof to next one's roof. If that's pshan al mishnah, I'll tell you that's the same pshan in the brayser also. Hochinami, the same pshan we have in the brayser. Beis amos begag zeh, or beis amos begag zeh. That's what the brayser says. Each person has his own gag. Just means to say each gag is a separate rishus to each person, and therefore you're not allowed to carry even a little. So Melo's not sure this brisa. So Rav will answer this brisa the same way he learns Pshat in our Mishnah. That just means each gag gets his own rishus, that you can't carry from one gag onto another gag, even less than dal damis. But in your own gag, on top of your roof, you only have four amas and not more. Faita. But Omer Rav Yosef, lo yishmi ali hai shmaitato. Rav Yosef says he doesn't like this halacha. He heard it and he doesn't like it. Shrashi dishmuel, lo yishmi ali hai shmaitato dishmuel. The name of good asig v'mechitzois, Kihani Sheni Chorus. And so Rabbi Yosef didn't like that what Shmuel said over. That Shmuel says, no, every person is allowed to carry on top of his roof, all around the roof. The two roofs are attached. Still we say good asset. That was Shmuel's svarim. Even though by standing on the roof and looking down, you can't see the walls of the house, the two roofs are attached, still we say good asset. Rabbi Yosef didn't like this halacha. Is Omar Rabbi Yosef le Shmuel le Hoshmaitit? I don't like it. Omalei Abaye, so Abaye answered back to him, Ato Matan Alon, you Rabbi Yosef, you Gufa taught us this. The Yahoo Matan Alon, and on this din you told us also the similar halacha, the same type of halacha. There's a halacha like this, that God Godel, if you have a big roof, has some Mechlekotim, it's next to a small roof. It's like one big house and one small house. One's a wide house, one's not so wide house. Now each roof, one is wider, one is not so wide. Is Hagadol Mutter, the people living in the bigger roof, they are allowed to carry along the whole roof. The Akotinosam, the people living in the smaller roof, on the smaller apartments on top of their roof, they're not allowed to carry it all on top of their roof. The Akotinosam, that's Halacha. So Rashi learns, Gag Godol Samach Lakotin. Gag Godol Samach Lakotin. Godol means Oidah Falav Lakan Lakan. It's much wider. This roof is much wider than the other roof. This roof extends more than the smaller one does. Is Hagadol Mutter, says Rashi, the Talto Boy, the Urin Shaboy, the people living underneath in the apartment, there's a lot of care on top of their roof. You have Fidel Rav, even according to Rav. Why? The Mechitze Shomato, Sheyeshnon Boit for Lakan Lakan, Mechitze Sanikoris. These Mechitze Shikatelhein, for good Askinon, Viest Logi Fufein, Vach Pirso Shekenegan Akotin, a Pisra Heavy the Godol, Vien Kotin Oisra Love, the Vikishnecha Tirs Tasavanein. Now, the case like this. We have these two roofs like this. So this is a smaller roof, and this here's a bigger roof. So I said, where the bigger roof is wider than the smaller roof, if you look down here, you'll see the mechitza of the house. So even according to Rav, here the mechitza shoots up. This side also, if you look down on top of this roof, on the bigger roof, you'll look down, you will see the part of the house. You'll see the walls of the house. So this mechitza comes up here, and this mechitza comes up here. Only what's kenega, the small roof, that's they're attached to roofs. You don't see the mechitza in between. So in between here, you don't say good asik. So good, this is open. But I call upon them, you have this part of the mechitza, which the big gag is wider than the small roof on both sides. So both sides are mechitzas. So now the opening in between, the stam is less than yudamis. It's not ten amis wide. So it's to the Pesach. Therefore, this roof here has mechitzas all around it. This opening here is just a Pesach. So they're allowed to carry all around it. Mashenka, the people in the small chatzar, here they don't have any mechitzah at all. So they are completely opened up into another rishus. So since they can't carry from one rishus to another rishus, this rishus makes it usher on the people on this roof can't carry at all. That's halacha. That's tritum. It's in between here, you can't see the mechitzahs, but on the side you do see the mechitzahs. So for the big one, this coming up makes the mechitzahs for the big roof. The small roof has no fourth wall at all. There's no fourth mechitzah for the small roof. So the small roof is porous, open completely to the big roof. Therefore, on the small roof, it's also to metalical to carry around. But on the big roof, it's mutter. Yeah. Now, if you're martel on Allah, you, Rabbi Yosef Guf, explain to us, if you're martel on Allah, Omri Rabbi Yud Amar Shmuel, Loishonu Ela Sheyesh Diurin Alzer, or Diurin Alzer. We're only talking about the people that are living in both. So Rashi Sheyesh Diurin Alzer V'Alzer. That means She'ovrin Kol Shor Mizel Azer. On top of the roof, there are people living there. I don't know what it means, so they live there, with Sukkis, Svat. The people are living there on top of the roof. And they walk his Seder from one roof to another roof. The people are walking there Kol Shor. Hilkach Zakrashi, Lekalamein the good asset the mechitza, Hatachtoine Shabinayim. Therefore, you can't say good asset the mechitza is underneath to come straight up, Mechnation address the sea. Because people are kaseda walking over one roof to another roof. That's why it's also. Only in the case where people live on top and walk over the other. Alzir, Zatimora, the heavy law hike the cotton mechitza nidresses. Because a small mechitza with a small gag, when you want to say it's fourth wall, since it's completely attached to the big roof, and Kaseda, you're walking from one roof to another roof, over that Mechitza, people walk Kaseda. It's called Mechitza's Medresses. Therefore, it's awesome. Avolein Durin Alzer, V'Alzer, but let's say people aren't living on top of the roof. They only live inside the house. Just occasionally, sometimes you go on top of your roof. But it's not such traffic there. They're not walking from the bigger chutzner into the small chutzner and from the small chutzner into the big chutzner. They're not walking along there. Then we say, Shnei Mutarin. You should know both Gagim are allowed to carry inside their own Gag. And what's the Hezbo why? Ayin Lechuru, the small Gag is still. It's completely opened to the big Gag. So Lechuru, it has no fourth wall to the small Gag. So why is the small Gag allowed to carry all around? Elamai, you have to say, even though the small Gag is open completely to the big Gag, so what? Even though you can't see the mechitza of the house in between, because they're attached, so what? Without Lamaisa, each apartment has its own mechitza, has its own wall. Underneath the roof, there are walls there. Still, we fell a straw like Shmuel. Even though you can't see the walls, but Lamaisa, there are walls there, we say those walls, shoot up, go, we do say good asking. So for Sarai, it's a Shmuel. So what are you, Rabbi Yisrael, saying? You don't like Shmuel's halacha? What do you mean you don't like Shmuel's halacha? You goofa told us over the same halacha here. Now the only reason why this small roof is usher is only if people are walking kesedim from one roof to the other roof. That's what stops the svar of good asik. Because when people are not traveling from one roof to another roof, then we do say good asik. Even though you can't tell, you can't see the mechitzas, you see no mechitzas, not any kuras, still you say good asik. So now what's Rabbi Yisrael's bikasha? Omalei, so Rabbi Yisrael answered back like this. Omalei, ano hochi amri luchu. This is what I told you. When did I say it's mutter? When there are mechitzas on both. The godo mishtori, the gifufei, the koto nifres b'meluya. That's what I meant to tell you. Where there are mechitzas going up on top of the roof. In other words, this big roof, so it has mechitzas coming up here, and has mechitzas coming up here. And the small roof also has mechitzas coming up on all three sides. So in the case where mamish mechitzas come up here, so the big roof is mutter. Because the big roof has three good mechitzas, and on the fourth wall also, there are mechitzas here, mechitzas here, and the middle is only called a Pesach. Therefore, the big Gag has four mechitzas. The small Gag has no mechitzas at all on its fourth side. Therefore, the small Gag is awesome. That's what I told you. There's mamish mechitzas on the big chutzim, on the big Gag, or mechitzas there. And the small Gag also has three mechitzas coming up. In such a case, the godo mishtari bigafufei. The bigger Gag, the bigger roof is mutter to carry, because even on its fourth side, the part that the bigger Gag is wider than the smaller Gag, the extra width here, there are mechitzas there. So you have gafufi, has extra mechitzas on the fourth wall. The cotton, but the small roof, nifras b'meluya. The small roof has no mechitzah in between the two gagim, because the mamish attached, and you can walk straight across. So since the small gag has no mechitzah at all here, no fourth mechitzah, it's awesome. Avol ein mechitzah loy al zeh, v'enach nami, Rabbi Yosef learned, if there are no mechitzahs, zayan the big gag, or else on the small gag, then taka shneyem asurim. They're both awesome. Why? Because since in between the two mechitzahs, you don't see, it's called Mechitza She'ena Nikaris. That's Takasa. So that's what Rabbi Yosef meant to say. Because I didn't talk about urine, I meant to say Mamash need Mechitzas. So Rashi says like this, She'esh Mechitza Azer V'Azer, Mamash in the middle, the Rashi's. She'esh Mechitza Azer V'Azer, Kos V'Voseyem, there's Mechitzas going all along the roofs. Chutz Mi Keneged Chiburin, only where the two roofs are attached there's no Mechitza. The Ashtar Mishtari Godel Gafufi. Then we say the big one is Mutti because it has a fourth wall. Avalein Mechitz Lelekam Lelekan, Shnei Masurin. Tekot Enami Yosar Agodel. The small one asks on the bigger one. Tehoyev Lehevi Gafufi Mamish. Since there's no, if there's not a wall coming up by the extra width of the big one, just you want to say the good Asik, that's all. Tehoyev Lehevi Gafufi Mamish. Eli De Good Asik. Only because the Sfora Good Asik will say the extra width of the big chutzner comes up, that wouldn't be enough of a fourth wall for the big roof. To make it a Pesach, the Pesach, the mid-Karabinim, he holds, you have to have a Pesach, means it has to be Nikr. When you're standing on top of this roof here, this big roof, you can tell there's a Pesach here. But if there's no Mechitz at all on top of the roofs, just you want to say good Asik, that won't help you. Since in the middle part of the big roof, where the two roofs are attached, the small one and big one. There, it's not nicker. You don't say good asik. So Mela will be also to carry from one to the other. Look, I got the lay out the inch. Nobody makes a pest like that. That's Rabbi Yosef Svarim. So Rabbi Yosef said like a chumra. The only time the big roof is mutter, if your mamish had mechitas coming up, three mechitas coming up, and on the fourth side you have two mechitas on the two sides of the small roof. That's when it's mutter. So Mela, Rabbi Yosef is saying, good, I never said like Shmuel, and I don't hold like Shmuel Svarim. Close the mind, you can't tell, you can't see down, you can't see the mechitza, I don't say good asik. So then Rabbi Yosef is good, that he argues on Shmuel. So the Gemara name, so the Gemara was, the Urin Amar Talun, he's, oh, Abaya. Abaya answered back, the answer back to Rabbi Yosef, no, but you goofa told us the Urin. You said it's only, oh sir, close the mind, there's the Urin on top. But because my people don't live on top, then it's mutter. So Rabbi Yosef answered back like this. E amri l'chud urin, if I said to you the word urin, that it's only us if people live on top, hochi amri l'chud. This is what I meant to say to you. Loishana, when is it osir? Elishiesh mechitza ruy ladira. Alzeh, u mechitza ruy ladira alzeh. Only if there's a mechitza on top, that's roy ladira. Means people could live inside such a mechitza. Then we say that the godo mishtariya bikifufe, that the bigger roof, it's mutter to metatul, because it has three good mechitzes, and on the fourth side it has gifufim, means on both sides there are mechitzes, even though in between it's opened up where the two roofs meet, but that's what's called the Pesach. The kotter, the smaller roof, since that's open completely on the fourth side to the big roof, that's nifras b'mluyan. That's considered open completely to the big roof. Therefore, the small one is osir, and the big one is mutter. But it's only if the mechitzas on top of the roofs are called mechitzas roy ladira. So Rashi says, loishanu the kotten osir ben ladira kotten ben ladira gadol el shiesh mechitzas roy ladira klima mechitza kavua. There are good mechitzas on top of the roof. The kaima the tavayo golad atayo the bolish the mushay. If you have good mechitzas on top of both roofs, then we say true, both people want to use the roof. Since both people want to use the roof, they ask the zel there, therefore the smaller chotzer is offset to carry, just the bigger one is mutter, because it has four mechitzas around it. So the Gemara, avu yesh mechitza, ruy ladira ala godol. The ain ruy ladira ala kotin, let's say only one of the two roofs has good mechitzas there. The bigger roof has like its three mechitzas, and the fourth side, the gehufin, where it's wider than the smaller one, it has mechitzas. But the smaller mechitzas, the smaller roof, has no mechitzas at all. They didn't build any rims around the roof. Then I'll tell you as far as like this. Al-Kotin, afilu kotin shorul abnei godl. In such a case, that either people living by the big roof, they're even allowed to use the smaller roof. And we don't say that since the smaller roof doesn't have any mechitzas, it's also zelzeh. No. Why? My time was the svara. Kivon the loyoved mechitza. Since the people living on the smaller roof did not make any mechitza around, they didn't make any separation on top of their roof. Mashenk and the people living by the big roof, they did make mechitza around it. So the svara is seluke seliko nafshayu mehocha. The svara to say who's going to use these roofs now on Shabbos or b'chol? The people living on the big roof, because they made mechitza there. They're showing us they really want to live there. Mashenk and the people living on the smaller roof, they the cloud didn't make any mechitzas at all. So like they don't care to live there. They're like being assaulted themselves. They're like taking themselves away from this roof. As if to say, we're not going to use the roof this Shabbos. So since they're not going to use the roof at all, who's here? Only the people living by the big roof. So therefore the people living on the big roof is allowed to use even the small roof also. It's when do we say that only the big one is mutter and the small one is osir? That's where they're both equally. Both of them have mechitzas on top of them. So we say both want to use their mechitzas. But where only the big roof made its mechitzas and not the smaller one, then we say, Svar, we look as if the smaller one is being masalik himself, taking himself away, like, I'm not going to use it to Shabbos. And therefore only the big one is mutter. Rashi Snuki Sulak Narshay, Vinei Kotim Migagoy. Like the people living under the small roof, they take this stuff away from here. The achel of negodol, they were moichel the youth. They said, "Now we're going to let the other people living in the big roof, since they have their mechitza there. And when you have a mechitza, you can live there. You can do private things there. They want to use the roofs. We'll let them use the roof." That's what the Yosef meant to say. Smokey ho, and a raya like this is. Ki hod yom Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman said, Osa sulam kavua legagoy. If somebody, also you have a whole row, a line of houses, and one person put a sulam kavua, he put a permanent ladder in his house to be able to climb up his roof. And nobody else in the block did like that. We said, Alokar is, huta b'chol ha-gag and kulan. Even according to Chacham Svaro, that the Chacham and our Mishnah say, you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, that's only where every roof has the same matzev. Either everyone has a sulam, or all of them don't have a sulam. But where one person took out time to make a permanent ladder to climb up his roof, and the other people did not do that, we say, Svaro, who's going to use the roof to Shabbos? This person that made the permanent ladder. The other people are masalik themselves not to use the roofs at all. So since they're not going to use the roof, only this person, it's like all the roofs belong to this one person. That's the svara. So therefore we say this person to use all the roofs, even according to the chachamim. The Rashi says, Huta b'chol agagin, v'yafilu l'rabbonin, even according to Rabbonin, v'yachivan di'inu, l'yavit sulim, since the rest of the people on this block did not make a permanent ladder to go up to their roof, Salikin Avshayu, they like take themselves away from using the roof. V'yachlinu l'gabei, and Mistoma then moichel it to this one person, since they realize this one person needs a lot to use the roof. We see you even made a permanent ladder there. So since it means so much to you, we'll like let you use the roof. To you, you have the right to use it, and the other people are not going to use it to Shabbos. So that's what Rabbi Yosef meant to say also. When you have these two roofs, that's when we say the big one is mutter and the small one is osur, it's only when they both made the mechitzas on top. And mechitzas royal adira. But in the case where just the big one made the mechitzas, and not the small roof, then enechnami, the bigger roof, is a lot of carry even onto the small roof. But then we say, swear, the small roof is masalak themselves, that they show they don't want to use the roof to Shabbos. So male, they're not here. Only the people in the big roof are here, therefore they can carry straight across. Yeah. But enechnami taka, Rabbi Yosef though does know from Shmuel. The Yosef does know from the Svara that if you have two roofs that are close together, one to the other, that you can't see the mechitza underneath them, you don't say good asik. The mechitzas can't go up. Mechitza shein and ikaris, you don't say good asik. More about it. Omar Abaye said, Bono aliyah al gabe beise. Let's say you build a second story on top of your house. You build an aliyah, a second story on top of your house. V'yosu lefuneho dako abo. And you made a Pesach, a small Pesach, 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, to go out to your roof. Like your mama shav, your second story, and now you made a door, an entrance, from your second story onto the roof. Is alako huta b'chol agagan kulon. We say you're allowed to carry out now to all the gagan, all the roofs down the block. And this is the svar again, even according to the Rabbanan. Even though the Rabbanan say you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, that's on where everybody is the same status. Either they all have a Pesach or they all don't have a Pesach. But the svara is if one person has an upstairs apartment and he has a special door opening up to the roof, he shows us he mamash wants to use the roof to Shabbos. And the rest of the people didn't make any special uses of it, they're not going to use their roof. So they're moichel their usage to this person, therefore this person is allowed to carry on to all the roofs on the block. Trashi Huta b'kulin. The same story. The goli died to the komachzik bu. He wants to use it. V'heim loyik pidul asas kein achlin l'gabei. Since they did not make a Pesach, an entrance onto their roof, they give up their right to use it for Shabbos. That's a bayis chiddush. So the Gemara Omer Rav Yishino Tomim shadak al yisur. Sometimes by making a special Pesach, a special entrance from your story, his second story, his upstairs apartment, into open a Pesach, makes it lesser. That's a catch, you're not allowed to carry on to your roof. How could that be? Hey, Chidomi, where's the case that since you made a Pesach, an entrance, you can't carry on to the roof? And the Gemara, the Yavido Lahadi Tarbitza de Beisei, where you made the entrance, the Pesach, this extra door, not to the side of the gag, to the side where the roof is, but you made the extra Pesach on top to the side near the Gina, near your garden. So you're showing us now that on the side to the gag, to the roof, it's a complete kreisel there. There's no way to go through it. So you are showing us you don't want to use the roof at all anymore. Your real purpose of making the aliyah, the second story, was today you should be able to have a good view over your gin, over your garden, and you want to watch the garden. So you're showing us you don't want to use the gag at all. Rashi says, the of the lahadi tarbitza, shepost shepesach letzad ginosai. You made the opening to the side of your gina, of your garden.
or mechitza shot sar hagagin haniach tumin. And the mechitza, this other side of your story that opens up, of the second story opens up towards the gag, towards the roof, you left closed. So now you show us you don't want to use the gag, you only want to use the to be a shayma, to be able to watch your garden. Therefore, it's also to use the roof. You're like showing us you don't want to use the roof at all. The Omer, we say, Lintura Tabitsu the Avida. The reason why you made the opening on top of the second story was to be able